The warnings haven't stopped. Elise Sabrady, Fox News. The White House says we're still in the window for a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine, with no evidence of a partial troop pullback that Russia had announced.
There's, you know, what Russia says, and there's what Russia does, and we're watching very closely what steps they're taking, but they remain amassed in a threatening way at the border.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says diplomatic efforts continue on many channels, the U.S. and NATO allies speaking with both Ukraine and Russia. The U.S. Navy accusing Russia of unprofessional intercepts after a close encounter between Navy aircraft and a Russian jet. A defense official says it happened over the Mediterranean Sea last weekend. A former U.S. Interior Secretary is accused of lying to ethics investigators.
The Interior Department's Inspector General says former Secretary Ryan Zinke misused his position to boost a development project in his home state of Montana, then lied to ethics officials about his involvement. The report released today wraps up an investigation into a foundation Zinke established. Zinke told investigators he broke ties with the foundation after taking office during the Trump administration. The IG report says that is not true, and that Zinke directed department staff to help with the project. Zinke is now running for Congress in Montana. His campaign calls the report a political hit job.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. A second former officer takes the stand at the federal trial over George Floyd's death. Alexander Kang describing his training, including the need to check someone's pulse if they're in distress. This after To Tao testified he didn't think Floyd's life was in danger, but also didn't check his pulse after bystanders asked him to. A third former officer also plans to testify, accused of violating Floyd's civil rights by failing to intervene or render aid as he was pinned down with Officer Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Dozens of U.S. lawmakers are on the same page about something, joining a Michigan congresswoman's call for the NTSB to use more accurate female crash test dummies.
The lawmakers say studies show the female crash test dummies currently used to get data are scaled-down versions of a male or a replica of a body that's 4 feet 11 inches tall and weighs 108 pounds. Lawmakers say that's not an accurate representation of female drivers, but a statement from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that real-world data suggested that the smaller females were at greater risk of incurring injuries and thus the reason for using the small-sized female crash test dummies. GM, in a video response, said it uses different sizes of crash test dummies when testing its vehicles. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The family of comedian Bob Saget wants records related to his death investigation to be blocked from release. A state judge in Florida granting a temporary injunction without deciding yet whether the family's privacy concerns outweigh any claims for public release. An award show goes transatlantic.
This year's Critics' Choice Awards will take place on two continents in both London and Los Angeles. The L.A. ceremony will be held at the Fairmont Century Plaza, while the London celebration, which takes place the same day as the BAFTAs, the British Film and Television Awards, will take place several hours after the BAFTAs at the Savoy Hotel, so participants nominated for both can easily shuffle from one event to the next.
Are we going to have to leave Belfast?
We'll fight this together.
Belfast and West Side Story lead the Critics' Choice nominations with 11, both of those getting BAFTA nods, and Succession heads up TV with 8. The CCAs air on the CW and TBS March 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. Stocks are mixed and fluctuating. Right now, the Dow's down just 13 points, but it's bouncing into positive territory. Elise Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.